Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to our fourth program of the Lenten season. Composers represented on this visit are Mendelssohn, Arvo Pärt, King John IV of Portugal, James Macmillan, Johann Sebastian Bach, and a special passion presentation by Canadian composer Alan Bevan. The stunning sound of Blue Heron from Boston opened our listening experience with the Kyrie Orbis Factor, taken from the Peterhouse Part Books, Volume 5 of England. The Sarum Plain Chant was sung by this ensemble that specializes in the music of the medieval period. They are one of the best. Their artistic director is Scott Metcalf. Felix Mendelssohn wrote his Opus 79 during the years of 1843 to 46, and they were used for worship services in German to enhance the liturgy for the Berlin Cathedral. They were short pieces scored for 8-part choir that covered the various seasons of the year. This one is titled Der Passionszeit, in Passion Time. It is performed by the Stuttgart Kammerchor, led by Frieder Bernius.
Thank you.
Those were the voices of the Stuttgart Kammerchor, guided by Frieder Bernius, with In die Passionszeit by Felix Mendelssohn, one of the six liturgical motets written under his Opus 79. Now we engage our listening skills to the sound of the music of Arvo Pärt. The Deer's Cry, a sacred lorca, was composed by St. Patrick in the year 433. Knowing of an ambush to kill him and his followers, he led his men into the forest, chanting as they passed through. They were all transformed into deer, followed by 20 fawns, and thus Patrick and his men were saved. It reflects a common practice in several different spiritual traditions. Listen closely to the words. They are all-encompassing. Paul Hillier leads his Theater of Voices, Ars Nova Copenhagen. The Deer's Cry.
Christ.
The Words of St. Patrick, put to paper in 2007 by composer Arvo Pärt and beautifully interpreted by the Theatre of Voices, Ars Nova Copenhagen, with Paul Hillier in charge. Faithful Cross, of all trees, the most noble. That short passion motet, Crux Fidelis, was penned by King John IV of Portugal and presented in a simple, prayerful way by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Philip Ledger was the conductor. In his work, The Seven Last Words from the Cross, composer James McMillan attempts to come to terms with the violence and drama of the events on the cross, as well as to mediate on their spiritual significance. In the first movement, Father Forgive Them, McMillan opens with high sopranos singing. The musical figure used is a mesmerizing cadential theme. The men join the women singing Hosanna Filio David, and eventually their cries of Rex Israel dominate. The movement quietly ends. Performers are the Dimitri Ensemble with Graham Ross. The McMillan piece then is tied to the famous Crucifixus from the B minor Mass by Bach, offered by the Monteverdi Choir, guided by John Elliott Gardiner. Those two pieces bring us to the real meaning of the crucifixion. You heard movement one of Father, Forgive Them, For They Know Not What They Do, from the seven last words from the cross by James McMillan. That was followed by Crucifixus from the B minor Mass by Johann Sebastian Bach, offered by the Monteverdi Choir, directed by John Elliott Gardner. This is Father, Forgive Them. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. The second half of this Lenten program features a significant composition by Canadian composer Alan Bevan, who was born in Toronto in 1951. His work, Now Goeth Sun Under Wood, was begun in the year 2000 and was conceived as a thesis composition for his doctor's degree at the University of Calgary. Initially, it had 8 movements, including some Christmas music. However, at the request of Dr. Richard Sparks and the group Pro Choral Canada, it was specifically revised for their annual Good Friday concert. The world premiere took place on March 25, 2005, in Edmonton, Alberta. The composer indicated that he wanted to break free from the formalities of passion narratives, so in his moving and very approachable cantata, he interweaves readings from the crucifixion story with medieval poetry expressing Mary's lament over her son's fate and Latin pleas for mercy. The meaning of the title, Now Goeth Sun Under Wood, is a metaphor for the entombment of Jesus, with wood referring to the material of the cross. The work plays on the relationship of Mary and Jesus during the Passion. This profound composition is divided into 4 movements and requires a narrator with a strong talent for thoughtful articulation describing the thoughts of Christ while hanging on the cross. The work also necessitates a skillful soprano throughout to sing the part of Mary. Her lament begins, "Why have you no ruth or pity on my child?" while the orchestra, with strong percussion array, underscores the strong emotional outpouring. Movement 2 embodies the title, Now Goes the Sun Under Wood. The lyric was discovered in writings that go back to the year 1239. The poem's true meaning remains elusive, but it also depicts the scene from which now are removed the unusual details of the cross, torment, the noisy crowd of human actors. The original lines say, "I feel pity, Mary, for your fair face." The voice of Mary is heard again in the third movement as she becomes part of the prayer of the people, and Dr. Bevan has the musicians evoke the Latin text Kyrie Christe and Kyrie eleison. The chorus, divided into parts, in soft humility with the voice of Mary, then lifts us to the heavens with a high C. But the torment of the scene asking, "Give us mercy," concludes with the choir and Mary frightening us with a loud wail. In movement 4, the composer uses the familiar O Vos Omnes text to confront the listener with the speech of the slain yet living Christ who still hangs on the cross. O Vos Omnes, qui transitis, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see, if there be any sorrow, like unto my sorrow. The Passion concludes with a psalm of comfort and is followed by a repeat of the Christe eleison, which calls on our spirituality and blossoms to a full Amen. Here, then, is the live performance of composer Alan Bevan's Passion that took place on March 8, 2014, in the UNT Concert Hall by members of this prestigious University School of Music. The narrator is Stephen Morchek, a member of the university's voice faculty. Soprano soloist is Oneida Padierna, as we hear the university singers and concert orchestra from the University of North Texas, all guided by Dr. Richard Sparks. Now Goeth Sun Under Wood by Alan Bevan.
They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs on mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. My soul is among lions, and I lie among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. And they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And they spit upon him and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took off the robe from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for your children. And when they were come into a place called Golgotha, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots.
Thank you.
it was about the sixth hour. And there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. O God, be not far from me. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. But thou would not. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in the darkness, in the deeps. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance from me, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me. O keep my soul, and deliver me. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea came and took the body of Jesus. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen.
Deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
The 20 seconds of silence you heard at the conclusion was generated by the music on the audience. One of those rare times when silence is more important than applause. You have just heard Now Goeth Sun Under Wood, a passion by Canadian composer Alan Bevan that took place on March 8, 2014 on the University of North Texas campus. The narrator was Stephen Morshek, a member of the University Voice Faculty. Soprano soloist was Oneida Padierna, plus the University Singers and Concert Orchestra, all led by Dr. Richard Sparks. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Father Forgive Them, which featured a passion by Alan Bevan. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more appealing and captivating music from the vocal and choral world. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.